السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرة مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah bless you with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Aku Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakum wa khairan Allah. Barakallahu feekum. Ameen, ya Rabbana ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to one and all. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us opportunities. And really, we have to be thankful to Allah because every day we awaken is another bounty of Allah to make a difference in our lives, in our families' lives, and in humanity. One of the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when awakening, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. There's another amazing du'a that every one of us should learn. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي رَدَّ إِلَيَّ رُوحِي. Allah, I praise Allah who has returned my ruh to me. رَدَّ إِلَيَّ رُوحِي. وَعَافَانِي فِي جَسَدِي. And I thank Allah who has granted me health in my limbs, functionality in my body. So many wake up that there's no more functionality in the limbs. The limbs have lost their abilities and their strength, or a person has been struck by a heart attack, afflicted with sicknesses. So in the same way, here we thought an awakening. Thank Allah who has awakened us. But thank Allah who gives us health. وَعَفَانِي فِي جَسَدِي وَأَذِنَ لِي بِذِكْرِهِ. And we thank Allah who has enabled us to take His name and remember Him. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَقْضِيلًا. And we thank Allah who has given us virtue and superiority over so many of His creation. Meaning Allah has made us insan, and more so Allah has made us from the ummah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, alhamdulillah, we are in this month, Sha'ban, and this is the month after Rajab. There's a beautiful report in Nasa'i where Hazrat Usama bin Zayd asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his extra efforts in the month of Sha'ban. As far as fast is concerned, a'mal ibadat is concerned, and Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded. So Sahabi is asking, you strive so much and you fast a lot and make a lot of ibadat in Sha'ban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفَلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. This month Sha'ban, people generally neglect. It's between Rajab and Ramadan. But it's a month where deeds are raised to Allah. And I love my deeds to be raised whilst I'm fasting. This has been Nasa'i. We learn from here that this month is neglected, where a person might feel, you know, let's succumb to our pleasures and passions before the month of Ramadan comes in. But actually, this is the month to start correcting our routine, to actually bring a'mal in our lives to a greater level, so that we accustom to the deeds and the a'mal of Ramadan, so that Ramadan is not just for one month, but the a'mal of Ramadan remain in our life forever. And this is also for us to learn that we mustn't be seasonal Muslims. If we just worship Allah on an occasion, but actually the worship of Allah should be constant. So Sha'ban is to actually help us get on track. How we'll spend our day, how we have to make sure our salah is on time, our takbiratul ula, our tahajjud, our tilawa of the Quran, our staying away from sin, our spending more time in the masjid. All this is to help us get on track. Like if we're riding on the highway and we are actually on the right lane, the fast lane. And then maybe in a kilometer or two, we're going to soon be taking the off-ramp, which is on the left side. It's towards the left. And now there's four lanes. Now it would be very highly impossible and difficult for a person at the last moment and in the last second to actually take the left lane from the right side. What would be the wise thing to do is slowly make our way to the correct lane on the left-hand side. And when the off-ramp does come in the next few seconds, we can easily take that off-ramp. So this is what Sha'ban is about. So that we don't get burnt out in Ramadan, we start from now, so we are accustomed to these a'mal. Allah help us to do so. And also we should make firm intentions. There's an amazing incident that happened in this month of Ramadan, historically. Second year Hijri, it was the month of Sha'ban. In accordance to February, Gregorian calendar, February 6, 2024. Allah commanded the Ummah concerning the Kaaba, Musharrafa. Now this we will hear in the first night of Taraweeh, because this is in verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, right in the beginning of the second juz of the Quran, so verses 144, just after Sayyakul starts on the same page. So we will hear this on the first night of Taraweeh, and it's concerning the Ka'batul Musharrafa. And just before that, there's another theme in the Quran. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and the construction of the Kaaba. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is building the Kaaba, and his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ. And remember when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was constructing the Kaaba, and Hazrat Ismail as well. Interesting is the verse where the verse states, and remember when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam then was constructing the Kaaba, يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ, building the foundation. Then the verse towards the end of the sentence says, and Hazrat Ismail as well. This is something really pertinent, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam constructed the Kaaba, but physical labor to a great extent with Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. But the father, the Quran gives the father the most honorable position. And this is a lesson for us, that we have to respect our elders and the righteous. So that's why this is a lesson we learned from that verse. Now they're constructing the Kaaba. Then the Quran comes into this other theme where Allah commands the believers to face the Kaaba. Where were the Muslims facing before the Kaaba? The other Qibla. The first Qibla was Baytul Maqdis. So remember the Sahabi, Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiallahu anhu. He came to Makkah Mukarramah during the pilgrimage, and he was with Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu, and he was looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone advised him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in by the Kaaba. So he wasn't sure who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the person said to him, you know Abbas? Next to Abbas, the messenger of Allah is sitting. So next to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he comes to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he made a request, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we in Medina Munawwarah are facing Baytul Maqdis, but our hearts yearn to face Al-Ka'batul Musharrafa. Can we face the Kaaba? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ عَلَى قِبْلَ لَوْ صَبَرْتَ عَلِيهَا. We are already facing a Qibla that Allah has commanded us to face. Patiently remain firm on that, and Allah will guide us regarding what should be done. This is very interesting. Because Muslims, at first, in the Medinan stage, were facing Baytul Maqdis. May Allah preserve and protect Al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, the Haramain Sharifain. But how pertinent is this lesson? How valuable is Baytul Maqdis for the Ummah? The Muslims were facing Baytul Maqdis. That was our Qibla. Then the first year went by. From Rabi'ul Awwal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Medina Munawwara. And the next year came in Muharram Safar, until Sha'ban came in Sha'ban, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. So the second year after Hijrah, in the month of Sha'ban, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to visit the family of Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur, Bishr bin Bara ibn Ma'rur, and the family to see how they are doing, the children, the household. And whilst Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was visiting them, the time of Salah came in, and he went next door to do his prayer. And subhanAllah, that actually happened to be, this was Allah's decree, the masjid, right next to the home of Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur. And in that Salah, the command of Allah comes, and this is the verse 144, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعملون. And we see you're turning your direction to the sky. And we can see that you are yearning and waiting for Allah's command. Definitely we will turn you towards the Qibla that you are pleased with. So now direct yourself towards Masjid Haram. Wherever you are in the world, direct and face yourself to Masjid Haram. And indeed, those who have received the book definitely know that this is the truth from their Lord. And Allah is not aware of their actions. What does this mean that the people of the book know that this is the truth? The fact that Muslims were first facing Baytul Maqdis, one of the wisdoms behind this was to prove to the Yahud who were living in Medina Munawwarah that this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact that he's facing Baytul Maqdis and this is the Qibla of all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam also, like Kaaba, that they know Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, who are all from the land of Sham. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated to the land of Sham. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing that Qibla. This was to show them and prove to them that this is the final Nabi of Allah that you all were awaiting. They were awaiting our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew about his arrival. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that they were awaiting the verses وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ, when the book of Allah came confirming what they had before this Nabi of Allah came, min qablu, yastaftihun, is to seek Allah's assistance through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the disbelievers. So the Jews of Medina used to seek Allah's assistance through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when what they knew and recognized came to them, they rejected the truth. So they knew the truth. They were awaiting our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them an opportunity to see the truth, to know the truth, to recognize the truth. But subhanallah, a lot of them didn't pass this test because of racism, that we are better. How can we accept a man who is not of our tribe and nation? Now this is a disease that caused them to fail. Allah save us of this disease of racism. In the Hadith Mubarakah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave the slogans of Jahiliyyah, because this is the fuel of hell. In one report, Sahaba were traveling to Muraysiya, and there was an argument that happened by the water well between a man who had affiliation to Makkah, the Muhajireen, and another whose affinity was Medina, the Ansari Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. When the argument broke out, it led to a physical fight, and the Muhajiri called his people to help, and the Ansari called his people to help. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this, cutting a long story short before time elapses, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are you calling the slogans of Jahiliyyah when I am amongst you? Leave such despicable practices. فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَا. This is a deed that stinks. This disease of racism. This is what caused them to fail. Inshallah, we will share. Not all. There were many Sahaba who did embrace Islam from the Jewish community. But there were those, like Huyay bin Akhtab. Hazrat Safiya says, I heard the discussion between my father and my uncle. My uncle is asking him, and they were walking, and they were upset, and they were lackadaisical. Is he the one? Huyay says, no, he is the one, definitely. He's described in our books. But, big brother, are you going to accept him? No, I'm not going to. Then what are you going to do? Huyay responded, adawatuhu wallahi ma bati. As long as I live, I will be his enemy. So you see Sahaba's test was, their heart had Kaaba. Allah's command was face Baytul Maqdis. They obeyed the command of Allah. The Jewish community's test was, accept the Nabi of Allah, who Allah chose. And they were told about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being from the offspring of Ismail Alayhi Salaam in their books. But when the command of Allah came, they failed and they refuted him. But not all. There were many who also embraced Islam, who comes from that community, and they became the great Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu anhum as well. Inshallah, we will continue with the discussion with the tawfiq and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi wa rahmatihi wa rahmatihi.